We had a cracking time in Kentucky. We tried some mutton, tried the bourbon and stuff, but it was now getting serious. We were heading down to Tennessee.
Oh, it's where you ran away that time, isn't it?
I was scared.
Yeah.
By what was a very scary man asking for what I thought he was going to ask for money.
Anyway, carry on.
So Tennessee was ahead of us, and I think at this point we were super keen to get to Nashville. I think we missed Nashville on the last pilgrimage. It is hugely famous for live music and stuff, and we like a bit of live music. And we were going to go and see our barbecue mom at Memphis Barbecue Company as well, and then head down to Memphis. We've been to Memphis a few times before, but this time we wanted to go and try the Dodge gas station fried chicken that David Guest suggested to us, and also try some barbecue stuff too.
So Nashville is the home of country music. Everyone knows that. And one of the places it went to was called Rippy's. And that had three levels, three live bands. Every single one of them was amazing. Now, we tried to get into quite a lot of different places, but they were all closed because it's Monday. And apparently barbecue places are closed on Mondays. The ones that weren't closed had completely sold out. So that tells you how much people love barbecue over in the US.
Rippy's was great on two levels. The music was wicked. I forget.
It's three levels.
Oh, very good. Yes, it was actually a three-level restaurant. We managed to find a space at the bar. We ordered a bit of grub, and I was quite keen to get some baby backs. And these baby backs came out, and they were just unbelievable. They were almost domed on the top. It must have been about 3 or 4 inches high. And I don't know what they'd done to make that happen. It must have been some kind of genetic mutation of a pig or something, but it was a cow pig. It must have been a cow pig. Quite an amazing cut of baby backs. I don't think I've ever had anything like it since, actually. Across the road from Rippy's was a place called The Stage, and it's pretty famous, again, for live music. So we headed across there to listen to some good stuff. We saw this band called the Matt Gray Band, and they were phenomenal. They were just knocking out some really cool covers and stuff. And then we all got a bus home.
We got the little, what do we call it, like the Elvis Express. We always end up staying at this fairly dodgy RV park, and it's right opposite Graysons. But yeah, so you pay like $8 for a return trip, but it's only the people who've paid are allowed on. And
two kids got ripped.
They did, yeah.
They got completely destroyed. They had long, lank, kind of greasy hair. And as soon as we set off from Nashville back over to Graceland, the kids got up straight away because I think they realized that this wasn't a free bus and it was actually going somewhere completely different. And as they got off, we all shouted, "Fuck you, Hanson!" And they fucking looked up at us, and they just had nothing in retort. Did they?
They didn't have anything. But the coach driver, bless him, he kind of stopped. Everyone opened the windows, and we all started singing.
Mbop, 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 mbop.
Fuck you, Hanson! Fuck you,
turning rubber burning, gotta get a move on. New town, another round of folks to get a groove on. Stage lights, late nights, party till they stop us. Grab our stuff, pack it up, piling in a tour bus. Highway next day, clock keeps a spinning. Floating park, let it get dark and do it all again, y'all. But when the lights come up and the place gets loud, this is what it's all about. Rednecks, farmers, daughters, and hillbilly hippies packing the seats, stomping their feet, getting down and dirty, y'all. When the lights come up and the place gets loud, this is what it's all about. People swaying to the music, that's the reason why we do it. To hear state by state, we roll along.
I mentioned earlier on that we stayed at a RV park opposite Graceland's. Now, we don't really go in for half measures. So we either do something really, really well or we do something really, really shit. And this borders on being really, really shit. But it's a really quirky place. And the reason that we stay there is that quirky places tend to attract quirky people. Now, it's not particularly flash. It's essentially a place with little strips of concrete and there's bits of grass next to it. And that's where you park. And you've got electric hookups and stuff and all fairly standard. But what you get is these kind of waifs and strays of Americans that travel across the US. And most of these people kind of live in these RVs. But we met this woman who, she's pretty weird.
Hey, that's a good boy. Can Mama have it? Oh, yes, I can.
Sit. You got no. If you want to play, you got to tell me. You got to talk to me. You want to do it again? Get it. Come on. Bring him on. Hurry. But anyway, about the ribs. So you take vinegar and brush it on it. Put it in your regular oven on 250 for about 2 hours. Yeah. This is a quick barbecue without, you don't have to have the smoker and all that. And then once you do that, have your charcoal hot outside and get you some wood chips that you soak in water.
Yeah.
Like the Jack Daniels, they make out of the Jack Daniels barrels.
Yeah, that's right.
It's really good shit.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
No, shit's good. Shit works.
Shit is good.
You're
okay.
Amongst friends.
Carry on. You know, not the SHIT, but good shit.
Good shit.
Two teeth. Right? Put this in the oven, keep it about 3 hours on 250. And when you take it out, put it on your grill. You got to have your charcoal super hot, and you lay those wet chips right on top of that charcoal.
Yeah.
And they won't burn. It'll just start smoking. This gives your meat the pink smoke look.
Yeah.
And you don't put the barbecue sauce on it until about the last 30 minutes of cooking it, or it will burn.
And it's sugary, right?
Yeah, because it's, and he makes his own sauce, but he goes to the store and buys two or three different kinds and mixes them. And then he'll add garlic and this and that. And that's all you do.
Wow,
and then they will just fall off the bone. And it'll be like you've got a commercial restaurant. Sit. I need you to sit. Thank you. I said you need to sit. Hey, no. I said you need to sit. Okay. Lay down's fine.
And lean down.
That'll work too. Okay. I need you in one place at one time. Not like you're on crack jumping everywhere.
Smiles she gives to me free.
course, it was time to go and get some more barbecue, this time at the Memphis Barbecue Company, with our barbecue mom, Melissa Cookston, who over the last few years has given us some pretty sound advice. She's a very forward-thinking lady. She's won the Jack Daniel's Invitational and the Tennessee. I mean, she's just won. She's got 1,500 like awards, and she's grand champion like millions of times over. So she's done it the hard way, and she's done phenomenally well. So we wanted to go across there, show some respect, and order a whole load more barbecue.
So what have you learned?
That it's okay to run out of meat. We've learned that the customer's not always right.
Is that on record? Have you had to educate
everyone?
Smoke rings?
Oh, yeah, 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 especially on chicken, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We make
it's
a feature.
It's raw.
Of it.
It's bloody raw.
Right.
And I'm like, no, it's not.
That's exactly what they say in English.
Yes.
It's bloody
oh,
raw.
True, true.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And we've got the 10 commandments of real barbecue. And the fourth one is, if your chicken's not pink, send it back.
Yes.
Because it means it's not being smoked properly.
Right.
It's been freaking roasted.
It amazes me, the people that they don't understand true smoked foods.
Right.
All they've ever had is barbecue that came out of an oven,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
Or been wrapped in aluminum foil so tight that it never saw smoke.
Yeah, that's true.
And the education factor is huge in barbecue.
Yeah.
All right, dig in.
Is that,
those plates.
Is that butter?
Yeah,
what's that sauce?
Honey Dijon.
Honey Dijon.
Oh, nice. Excuse me.
This is all made in-house.
What's the cheese inside?
It's actually four different ones. It's Parmesan, Swiss, cheddar, and mozzarella. Parmesan gives it that sharpness that you get, that umami, the the fifth flavor that's savory.
Yeah.
Savoriness.
And the sweetness on the dressing.
Yeah.
What, do you just roll it and flour it and then...
Oh, it's, let me tell you.
Yeah.
That is the most sought-after recipe.
I
get 100 requests for this a week.
You got some garlic in there as well, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. I like
all
that.
The good shit.
All the good shit. I could eat four plates of that. We've really put on about 10 pounds each.
And you haven't even had the good stuff yet.
I know, exactly. That's awesome.
Parmesan, mozzarella, Swiss.
And cheddar.
Who's the Porsche out there? I thought it was. Panamera. My favorite car right now.
Really?
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah, I like it.
It's
clean in there, and there's no chick shit in there either.
I don't do chick shit.
It's like a dude's car.
Much,
I'm impressed. Yeah. I was expecting to see, like, because I thought it was yours. I was like, oh, where's the handbags and stuff? But there's nothing in there.
No, I'm not big into chick shit.
That's good.
Or as we say, I don't do frou-frou.
Right,
frou-frou.
I'm loving in that La Vita, living it up when I'm going down.
Once we'd had a fill of barbecue at Memphis Barbecue Company, we figured that it was probably about time to get some crispy fried chicken. And remembering what David Guest had suggested, we popped down to Tunica. And that place is called Dodge Gas Station. And they don't just do gas, they also do fried chicken and a number of other things as well, including corn dogs.
It's a little bit annoying for me because I love chicken. I love fried chicken. All the way to America, all the way to Memphis, found the Dodge Gas Station, went in, ordered loads of chicken. I'm stood at the counter, about to pay for it, and Scott went, "You can't eat this, mate."
It was a nice feeling, actually.
And I was like, "What?" He went, "You can't eat it," with a massive grin on his face. It was cooked in peanut oil, and I'm allergic to peanuts. So I just went and sat outside in a massive mood, I think eating a pickle. And everyone comes out with said fried chicken, sits down next to me. So they've all got their heads stuffed into a bucket of chicken, and I noticed across the car park this kind of shape walking across at quite a pace, flailing its arms around. And I just thought, oh my God, this is us, we're done. We're not going to get out of here. I'm going to die on an empty stomach and I'm never going to leave the Dodge gas station. Looked like a total lunatic. And he just was layered up as if it was like minus 30. And it wasn't. It was like 28 degrees or something. So anyway, he's come over and it actually transpires. He was a really, really amazing guy. And he used to be a professional basketball player. And he toured all over the UK with his basketball team and all over the US. So there's a little snippet of Sleepy James and what a fairly awesome character he was.
Do you like your barbecue?
I love it. Some of the best barbecue. They say it's the best barbecue in the United States come out of Memphis.
Scott, come over there and interview this man about barbecue.
Oh, you know barbecue.
What type of ribs do they be? It's like a dry rib?
Oh, man, any can you want.
Oh, yeah? You get the one
you
with the
order
stores.
Whatever can right. You want. What's order the best, can you want.
What's the best barbecue place
go
here?
Go down there on Beale Street.
Yeah? What's it called? Do you remember?
Fuck! They got about three places down there, but the best one, you can't miss it.
Is it Rendezvous?
Central. Rendezvous.
Rendezvous. Charlie Varga's Rendezvous. Rendezvous. Yeah.
Ooh-wee. The shit'll fall off the bone.
Oh.
Tending the motherfucker. Sauce is awesome. Yeah. Now you spike it now. You can taste it a little of the rum he put in it.
A little
bit of taste.
Ooh. Rum and ribs? Ooh, that's a nice
in the
mix.
Sauce.
In the sauce
put
itself.
Put it in the sauce. You know how to make the best barbecue sauce?
No.
Get you some moonshine. Call it white lightning. I'm serious. Right. Don't put much in there because you're going to get fucked up. That shit ain't no joke, man. You can taste that shit from your lips to your toes.
You feel it
from your lips to your toes. Shit burns. You can drive off of that shit. Only thing you can do, you can't turn your motor off because if you do, you got to get another motor clean that one out.
Right.
I mean carburetor.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
See what I'm saying? Yeah, you can drive off of that shit. I'm serious. Tell
it's
you
like
what
kerosene,
I know.
Right?
No, it's drinking shit. Right. This shit stronger than 100 proof.
Where can you buy that from?
You get it from moonshiners and that. They don't sell it in the store.
Oh, it's illegal?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the legal shit they sell is equivalent to moonshine. Mm-hmm. It's called Everclear.
Right.
Like that shit
white,
ain't
like
no
black,
joke either.
It's like white.
But it's all clear.
Yeah.
It's called Everclear. But it ain't as potent as the moonshine.
Right.
Now, I can take you to a guy to make it, because my dad used to make it.
Right.
We used to be stumbling drunk, 5 years old, going to grade school, off a homemade eggnog made out of moonshine every morning. You know what the nurse told my sister, my dad, and mama?
What?
They called them to school. They said, we got to send these children to a neurologist because they can't walk right.
Right.
They got a nerve problem. You know what my mama told my daddy? She called him Bay. She said, "Bay, I told you not to get him chilling with that shit."
What I had to be when I heard you say what you said to me to every dude in sight. Looked like you're working up an appetite for the night. Check it. By then I just sat at the back, peeping you out the way you act. Every string attack, getting out of line, and I'm yanking you back in your place. All is well and all is cool. Stay in your place, don't be no fool. We'll get along alright. You look like the type that would try to fight. Best off been a friend to me. You don't want to offend me. Better play it cool. Don't know what I might do.
Cornbread, fish, and collard greens. I got
out your name. Cause I'm a pimp, girl.
If you want me,
I'm a pimp, girl.
Call me Christian Collard Green. I got what you need.
What you need.
If you want me,
I can rock the world.
If you want me,
I'm Uncle Juice and Jerry, girl. Now tell me, do you really think you can walk around like your shit don't stink? I'm only you. Oh, baby girl, I'm on to you.
I'm watching you.
Take it slow, change the speed. If it's food for thought that you really need, better state your claim. Get with it, stay in your lane, stop swerving. Take a seat, sit in the back. I don't appreciate the way you act. You need to fix yourself. Hurry up and go fix yourself. Can't kill nothing, won't nothing die. Everything's gonna pass you by. You don't wise enough. Stop pressing on love.
Christian collard greens. I got what you need. If you want me.
Cause I'm a pimp, babe.
If you want me.
Cause I'm a pimp, babe.
Christian collard greens.
If I see it and I want it like it fit it.
If you want me.
Cause I'm a pimp, girl.
If you want me.
I put the juice in there,
babe. Christian collard greens. I got what you need. If you want me.
Oh, yeah, and I'm a pimp, girl. I can
rock the world. I got what you need. If you want me,
I see it and I'm on it. I can get it, get it, get it, get it, get it, get it.
At that point, Sleepy explained to us how to make the most amazing barbecue sauce ever.
Get you some moonshine. Two capfuls in there. That's all you're going to need.
Yeah.
Get you some onions. Marinate the onions first.
Mm.
Not a no butter or nothing like that. Vegetable oil. Nice. You want them still a little firm and crisp, though, when you put them in the sauce.
Yeah.
Put you some, get you some lemons, squeeze the lemons off in there.
Yeah.
Put a little bit of the lemons over in it. Excellent. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Stir it up, stir it up, stir it up. Stir it while you're putting it in there. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you don't use regular tomato sauce or nothing like that. A barbecue sauce, nothing like that. Get you some tomato paste.
Yeah. And you got to cook it through, right?
Marinate it. For about 15, 20 minutes.
A lot of marinade.
But you start off marinating it when you put the first thing in there. You put the tomato paste in that first, about 3 cans. Stir it or heat it, marinate it. Then you put the 2 caps of that motherfucking moonshine. Don't go more than 2 caps unless you won't get fucked all the way up. You'll be fucked up nasty, I'm telling you, man.
So when you got your sauce, do you do ribs or do you do chicken or
whatever?
Your,
whatever you want to
barbecue. What's your preference?
Hot dogs, hamburgers, steaks, or whatever. When I do my steaks, I let them sit overnight in a sauce and let them marinate.
A lot of marinating.
Slow cook.
Like that.
For the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Get it tender and all that. And then I put it in the sauce. baste it, then I barbecue it.
On the grill?
And, yeah, and then as I'm barbecuing it, baste some more with that special sauce.
Get some layer on there.
Oh, man, awesome shit.
So your favorite steak?
I ain't crazy about steak.
Oh, you're not crazy?
I don't like, I grew up on a farm and I ain't crazy about cows. Okay. Shit tough and fuck
like
if you don't cook it right. I eat pork, but it ain't good for you.
Yeah.
You know, God said certain animals he listed in the Bible, just unclean eat you ain't supposed to eat.
Yeah.
Pork is one of them. Deer is one. Hare, camel, a lot of them is listed in the Bible, telling you just not to eat.
Camel, is that?
But people eat it anyway. People eat it. Yeah, people eat camel.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Shit good in the motherfucker. Cook it, right? They
you
sell it in the store. I ain't lying up in St. Louis. They sold camel meat in the store. The shit was good enough. Fuck.
Oh.
Barbecue that shit. Bake it.
Yeah.
Get a tender in it. Put a little A1 sauce and shit on
steak
it.
Steak sauce.
Man. Mix you some A1 with that barbecue sauce.
That's a good idea.
And that's another ingredient I left out the barbecue sauce.
Some A1?
A1.
Yeah. Put makes it, that's quite peppery, right?
Yeah.
A nice peppery, spicy flavor.
Yeah,
too. It's good for steaks as well, right?
Yeah, and then get you some pepper salt.
Mm-hmm. Well, like a Louisiana
pepper
kind of
salt. It's pepper salt. It's a salt.
Okay.
Called pepper salt. It's a spice.
Yeah.
It's hot in the sun, bitch. We call this shit pepper salt. That shit hot. But they should have said hot. Ah, with jalapeno sauce, motherfucker, man.
I think Tennessee was one of my favourite bits.
It is a wicked, wicked state. I love it.
It was, yeah. It's like seeing some old friends, like Melissa, just going to Nashville. What an amazing town that is.
Yeah, the quality of the music was like, it was just like, I've never heard anything as high quality as that.
Yeah, it was just bonkers. That was cool. Sleepy James, what a character he was. I'd quite like to have had a bit more chicken, given the opportunity.
It was good.
But yeah, amazing place. I think definitely for me, the highlight of my trip.
Well, Tennessee was done at that point, and we needed to head over to Texas, and the way to do that was to drive through Arkansas. So we hit the road.